Venezuela is still a big story. An update to what's going on there. The opposition continues to question the legitimacy of President Nicolas Maduro, and Maduro officials are still accusing the opposition of treason. But there's a twist. The government of Norway is now trying to mediate between the two sides. A Venezuelan diplomat today confirmed that talks have taken place in Oslo. A couple of the issues that divide the two sides: corruption and oil. Specifically, whether Maduro and before him Hugo Chavez have used the profits from Venezuela's national oil company to create a global criminal enterprise and prop up Venezuela's collapsing economy. That is the view of Caitlin Yates. She's a co-author of a new study for the National Defense University called Maduro's Last Stand. It argues that Venezuela's government is involved in illicit activities like illegal gold mining and money laundering to keep their economy afloat.
In one case, the Venezuelan currency was being exchanged for the dollar at a rate much higher than normally been the case. That money was then exchanged into dollars, sent to Switzerland and other offshore accounts before then coming back to the United States and being used to purchase fixed assets, including houses and planes and tangible goods like that. And ultimately, what eventually happened was at least $1.2 billion was laundered.
When we spoke with Yates this week, she also told us that recent court cases show the Venezuelan government is linked to dissidents from Colombia who are trafficking cocaine through Venezuelan territory.
There's increasingly a lot more information in the open source about the dissidents themselves operating in Venezuela and continuing to move these planes or these shipments of cocaine through Venezuela as it becomes increasingly easy to do so.
U.S. economic sanctions are squeezing the Venezuelan economy and cutting off markets where it can sell its oil. But according to Caitlin Yates, that pressure will have little impact as long as the illegal activities continue.
Our ultimate conclusion here is that without trying to understand the complexity, both in the number of actors and in the amount of money that's moving, it's going to be really, really hard to imagine that the Maduro regime is going to fall anytime soon.
So even as Washington tightens its sanctions, these criminal activities provide more than enough revenue to fund the security forces and paramilitary groups that are still loyal to the Maduro regime.